The Bahamas. The only thing hotter than a beach day in the Bahamas was Canada's scorching seven squads at the Rugby America's North, RAN, qualifiers. Canada's men's and women's sevens melted the RAN competition on April 23 and 24 in Nassau, the Bahamas, to easily qualify for both the 2022 Commonwealth Games and the Rugby World Cup Sevens 2022 in Cape Town, South Africa. Under the beaming Bahamas sun, a top prospect making an impact on both sides of the field was Canmore's Chrissy Schofield, who's Canada's youngest player at 18. I think we all as a whole really wanted to just kind of have a blowout and just really show dominance over the other countries, said Schofield. We're building every single competition, and just having a big blowout with men's and women's competition just proves that we're getting better and better every tournament. Two teams. Two triumphs. It was double first place medal for at Rugby Canada as the men and women both sealed their hashtag RWC Sevens places on Sunday. Hashtag RAN Sevens pick.twitter.com/EP8NAUK, World Rugby Sevens, at World Rugby Sevens, April 25, 2022. Rugby Sevens is a fast-paced version of the sport played with teams of seven in seven-minute halves, but Schofield and the Canadian women didn't need much time to dismantle the competition, outscoring opponents 257-0 in five games. Not only the youngest player out there for Canada, but with less than 5 years in the sport, Schofield's explosive speed and ferocity from a hockey background have aided in her development since joining the Next Gen Maple Leaf Academy last summer. She said she's trying to prove every match that she's deserving of her spot on the roster. Though, the former Banff Bear is certainly turning heads after laying some bruising tackles and scoring five tries, including a hat-trick in the 71-0 thumping of the Cayman Islands in round-robin action. I think just that game knowledge is huge, said Schofield. I've just like completely opened my brain to the entire game and simple skills just like poaching, passing, learning all the plays, all those things have gotten significantly better throughout the year. The Canadian women also toppled Trinidad and Tobago, 44-0, Mexico, 45-0, and Jamaica, 64-0. In the finals, Canada ran over Mexico 33-0 to punch its ticket to the Commonwealth Games in Birmingham, England in July, and the Rugby World Cup in Cape Town, South Africa in September. View this post on Instagram, a post shared by Chrissy Schofield, at Chrissy Yolo. We're really pleased to have secured our place at the Rugby World Cup Sevens, said women's coach Jack Hanratty in a press release. It was great to get some game time into the team and to put on such convincing performances this weekend, and we are excited to continue with this cohesion going into Langford. The squad is now brimming with confidence and is looking forward to the prospect of competing in Cape Town, South Africa later this year. In the men's final, Canada defeated Jamaica 29-12 to claim its spot at the World Cup and Commonwealth Games. This weekend, Canada hosts the HSBC World Rugby 7 Series in Langford, BC. During the competition of the world's top seven nations, Schofield and the other Maple Leaf Academy standouts will be taking on other nations' development programs.